set this down. Would you start by just stating your name, your title, and your years, I guess, in administration, I guess? Or you're the dean?
Yeah. Sure, I am the dean.
Okay. So, okay. Your years, I guess, just at Western.
Okay. Daryl Parker. I'm dean of the College of Business at Western Carolina University. This is my fifth year as dean at Western. Before that, I was dean of the College of Business in Spartanburg, South Carolina at USC Upstate for 6 years.
Very good. So you've got pretty lengthy career in, I guess, Southern education, as it were.
That's right.
So could you kind of explain for us your role in this center, which is the Center for the Study of Free Enterprise? And just tell us a little bit about it.
Certainly. The proposal for the Center for Study of Free Enterprise was developed by one of the economists on faculty in the College of Business. And my role as dean was to bring that proposal forward and support it as it went through the review process and implementation.
Okay, and this proposal was to the Koch Foundation, or was this to...
Well, first there was a proposal that went to the Board of Trustees to form the center, and that identified the Koch Foundation as a possible source of seed funding.
I see.
And then after the center was approved, we did submit the request for seed funding and have received that, or at least had it approved.
And that was, it was for $1.8 million, is that correct?
That is the amount that they've agreed to fund us over the next 5 years.
Over the next 5 years, okay. So, tell us about the facility itself. What is its mission? Could you just kind of give me some details?
Sure. I don't have the mission statement directly in front of me, but in general, the Center for the Study of Free Enterprise will be active promoting the economic development of the region through the study of economics. The U.S. free enterprise system is essential to the work of a business school, and so this will be doing study on how that works. The center does have an interdisciplinary focus, so they have a specific charge to work with disciplines across campus and faculty across campus to study our economic system and the economics of the region and see how the research can assist us.
I see. So it was kind of my understanding starting out, and I'm still a little green to this, is that this is kind of through the scope of laissez-faire economics, as it were. When we hear free enterprise, we often associate that with...
Right. Well, laissez-faire is an important part of economics as it's taught at every institution. Of course, when you're doing research, you don't presume the outcome of the research. Most of the time when you're doing a free enterprise study, you're looking at the costs and benefits associated with any element you're looking at. For example, if you're examining a regulation, every regulation comes with costs, every regulation comes with benefits. The research is nailing down the specifics on that. So you can't really prejudge the outcome until you do the research.
I see. Okay. So... in essence, the center, give us an idea. I know that, research, give us maybe an example of what we can expect out of the center.
Well, it's going to be an open call for faculty across campus. So you might have a faculty member that does something as direct as economic impact at a particular time of year or a particular activity. You could also see analysis of a particular policy decision. For example, a couple of years ago, the LEAF study came out the same weekend that there was the government shutdown.
Right.
And so it was able to show what the cost to the economy was of that particular governmental policy.
Right.
So that could be a very good example of something we've done in the past that would be a nice study to look at.
I see. So in essence, we could, I guess in the region, we can expect some rather, I guess, in-depth looks at, the things that are happening in our state's economy or this region's economy.
Absolutely. And, the government shutdown was a good example of how you don't know what the research is going to tell you. Someone who believes that the intent was specifically against government might presume that a study of the government shutdown would say, yay, the government shutdown. Right. In fact, it was, here's the cost to our businesses of the government shutdown. So, the right level of government activity is something that we need research to understand the cost and benefits.
I see. And that's interesting, because I think a lot of the, you know, critics of this center are, you know, wary that it might be engaging in some rather conservative economic, you know, analysis or what have you. So
I think there's a fear that we've bought into the donor's mission rather than a recognition that the donor has bought into our mission.
See, and so to that, you just want to reassure the public of what exactly?
Well, we're in the business of doing economic research that is of importance to the economy of Western North Carolina. That is the university mission, and that's what our economists will do.
Very good. When will the, I'm calling it CSFE because it's a
right.
mouthful, when will it be fully operational?
Expect to, per the agreement, get the funding sometime in November. I fully expect to have our advisory board formed by then and all the pieces in place. So hopefully we'll have calls for research out to the faculty and start supporting student projects very quickly after that.
Very good. And what will the overall cost of it be? I guess, I mean, you got the 1.8 for that. I mean, it's
good. Right now, 1.8 million is all that's in the budget for the next 5 years. I think we'll probably be looking at other types of opportunities for grants or donations to expand the work as we go forward. This was envisioned to be seed money, but we're not using any state funds for this. It's got to be self-supportive.
Right. Okay. And so have you identified, you, at this point, it sounds like you haven't identified other sources of funding?
Not really. There are some federal grants associated with economic development that might be appropriate match for faculty on this campus to use the center and apply for.
Okay. And is there a need for the center? Right. Well, I guess we already kind of went over that.
Well, I think it's important to recognize that there are economic needs in Western North Carolina. You know, we have people who are out of the labor force. We certainly could see an expansion of business. And this is very much focused on how to help private enterprises move forward.
I see. So I understand that Western has a policy of regional engagement and economic development, like you were just talking about, which seems to reflect the mission of the center. In what ways could you tell us the regional economy would benefit from this center? Examples of how it will put this philosophy to task. I mean, we kind of just went over that. Are there any other, you know, things that the center might do aside from research, you know, community outreach, stuff like that?
Well, I think one of the things that's really important is our work with helping undergraduates, because Western also has an important undergraduate research mission. And to the extent we support students in a variety of majors who may be doing economics in their research, that improves their skills, their critical thinking, and that will help them in the North Carolina economy.
Okay, very good. And so basically a quick turnaround as far as the labor force goes, just in that capacity. Is that kind of what?
Oh, I think we'll start seeing studies and students coming out who've benefited from it very quickly.
Okay. All right, would you agree that the center then agrees philosophically or politically with the popular views of many in Western North Carolina? For instance, the prevailing conservative belief in unregulated markets. Will market analyses, for instance, also be made contrary to laissez-faire economics? That's an editor's question.
Okay. I don't think you can say up front whether any particular study will agree with the political philosophy in North Carolina. I think when you do the market analysis and analyze the regulation, there may be examples where the data points us toward a different level of government activism than we have now. In some cases, it may actually suggest a need for more government. In other cases, it may suggest that there are costs associated with government. And in most cases, the individual preferences of the person reading the study will determine which recommendation they would take from it.
I see. Okay.
Just because you identify the costs and benefits, individuals may have different values, and some may look at the same data and say this is an argument to engage in an activity, and others may say I don't think it's worth it.
Okay. Are there any events projects planned already for the center? And I read something about there perhaps being guest speakers. Do you have anything lined up?
We have a history of having a speaker series in the College of Business, and I'm sure this will continue to support and expand that. anyone that we already have scheduled is probably through the BB&T chair of capitalism, since we don't have the free enterprise money yet.
I see.
Although it certainly could be.
Okay. Are you concerned at all about the perceived burdens cited by the Faculty Senate last year, quoting, quote, legacy of such gifts carries a burden?
Actually, I think the positive press that Western's gotten for implementing the center, the recognition that we've instituted a faculty governance process, we've been very transparent, will actually lessen the burden. And I would not be surprised to see future centers choosing to use the Western Carolina model because we have engaged the campus as a whole.
I see. Very good. Is Western doing anything differently from other campuses that have accepted seed funding from the Kochs, like, for instance, Suffolk University, in order to avoid such a soured relationship like they had? Does that make sense?
I'm not familiar with what happened at Suffolk University, but I do think we've spent a lot of time with our implementation process to keep the community on campus informed of what we're doing. And I don't expect problems going forward.
Understood. Given the controversy surrounding the advent of Cook's College gifting, what is your position on the matter personally? I mean, well, I guess you've already kind of answered that. You can go ahead and try again.
Yeah. I think in general, higher education today really does rely on private support, and we don't have a political litmus test for our donors. We're not endorsing anyone's politics. We're asking them to endorse our student scholarship, our research, and our mission to teach.
Okay. Do you feel there is, as the detractors have asserted, an underlying political agenda that, you know, can you understand why people are a little abrasive to this?
I can understand that in the popular discussion, much of the economics profession has been interpreted through a political lens. And I think that is unfortunate because I think it does limit the understanding of some of the underlying economic principles. Most of the economic principles associated with free enterprise could easily be endorsed by politicians of either party.
All right. Fair enough. May I go up and take a look at wherever the center is going to be?
It's where faculty offices are. We are going to actually have a physical space for the center, so it'll be wherever the director is hanging his hat at the moment.
Okay.
So I don't, you know, a faculty office, you can look at it, but it's pretty boring.
Okay, no worries. And is there anything you'd like to add?
I really can't think of anything. It's been a dynamic year, but all in all, I really think that it's coming together where everything will benefit Western. And I know the advisory board that worked so hard to figure out how to do it, even though there were people who weren't necessarily philosophically supportive of the center, they want to see Western succeed, and they want to see our mission to help the regional economy succeed.
See. Oh, I do have one question I just thought of. It seems that, you know, when you look at a lot of the studies that come out of this College of Business, you see a lot about, tourism and the hospitality. And then you also hear a lot about, coming out of this school, about agriculture. Are there areas of the local economy that are, you know, prevalent in Western North Carolina that you think this center will, you know, tackle more than other areas? Does that make sense?
Yeah. A lot of it will move with just the expertise of the faculty. Across the business school, we hired 14 new faculty next year across disciplines, and any of them are certainly open to do work tied to the center, tied to business, as our faculty outside the College of Business. It'll be interesting to see what mix of ideas we get. And I expect things to be funded very broadly.
Understood. Well, I have no further questions.
Good.
I appreciate it.